Drunk.ie podcast.
Education and information.
Welcome to the latest Drugs.ie podcast. This episode features a live recording at the recent launch of the Don't Lose the Head booklet in the Mansion House, Dublin. Don't Lose the Head is a drug and alcohol support guide for parents and guardians. The booklet was produced by Crosscare's Drug and Alcohol Programme and Teen Counselling Service. Speaking at the event are Fidelma Byrne from Crosscare's Teen Counselling, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Evelyn Byrne, and Chris Murphy from Crosscare's Drug and Alcohol Programme.
I'm Fidelma Byrne. I work with Crosscare Teen Counselling. And we in Crosscare are very pleased to be here today to launch this booklet, Don't Lose the Head, which is a new booklet for parents to help them deal with the issues of alcohol and substance abuse within their families, particularly with their teenagers. Development of this resource, there'll be a lot of people involved in the development of the resource, and Chris will talk to you about that again in the morning in terms of technology and who's been involved in it. But primarily it's been developed and coordinated by two Crosscare programs, Crosscare Drug and Alcohol Program and Crosscare Teen Counselling. And it's been a unique opportunity for these programs to work together and produce a very fine booklet that I hope will be a resource for parents in these difficulties. I would like to welcome everybody, and I would particularly like to acknowledge that we have in the audience Siobhan and Louise, who did the Trojan work on the booklet and accessed all the resources for us, and we put a lot of work into that. Today is a particularly good day to launch this booklet for two reasons. One, we have World Mental Health Day, and the impact of alcohol and substance abuse on mental health and well-being of young female families is very obvious and much related. So it's timely that this resource has been launched today. And also next week is National Parents Week in Ireland. And again, this is a resource for parents that will help them decide what they need to do and how they need to approach the issue of drugs and alcohol with their young people. I'd now like to introduce, and indeed it's my great privilege to introduce, the Lord Mayor, Evan Byrne, who has offered us the Mansion House this morning to launch Don't Lose the Head. I know that she's a lady of many diverse interests, particularly in the area of social issues, and has many talents in this area. And I believe that she's uniquely placed to launch this booklet today, for many reasons, but because she herself has worked extensively in the field with children and families, and also I know has a keen interest in the issue of drugs and with the Drugs Task Force. So, thank you.
Good morning, and first of all, as the 339th Lord Mayor and only the sixth woman, I'm delighted to welcome you here to the Oak Room this morning for the launch of this Don't Lose the Head. And you're right, I have a lot of reasons to value a publication like this, not least because I'm a mother of three daughters, so I know what faces young people in society nowadays, and the need for parents to be proactive and not to feel disengaged from the kind of society that they're living in, to be aware of the challenges that face them, the temptations, and how kids can just drift into these things without ever having planned to do it. In my work in homelessness, of course, I've come across lots of young kids who, for lots of reasons, ended up drifting in and then paying a very, very high price for their addiction. And in my work with the Daughters of Charity Child and Family Services, I deal with children and family in crisis, where these kind of issues put massive, I suppose, weights on people's shoulders and really can tear families apart. And even yesterday, I had a grandparent in with me who is trying to rear his grandson, having lost his son and her partner to drugs. So really there is a massive reason for us all to try as best we can to empower ourselves with information. I'm constantly aware as a mother that there are so many other influences now, particularly when I look, my girls go from 22 to 15, and even in those years, the 15-year-old now is much more exposed to things like Facebook and the various ways of influencing them. So for me as a parent, more and more I can find myself isolated from the kind of world that she lives in, and it's very important that we find ways to engage with young people. And I suppose when you discover that you have a problem, your first reaction is panic, and it can be overreaction sometimes. Whereas if you have a certain amount of knowledge, then your first reaction might, which is a very important point, may actually be crucial in your relationship and may be crucial in how you deal with what may follow. So anything which gives information to parents, I think, is a huge value. Anything which helps us to discuss things, and we all do it in different ways, because obviously all of our relationships with each other, with our children, is all very different. So each person has to adapt something like this to their own circumstances, to their own family, to their own way of doing it. But there are some wonderful ideas here. There are some very thought-provoking parts of this, which even if you didn't want to use the whole idea or all of the ideas, at least it makes you think a little bit about, you know, your relationship with your children and ways in which, you know, we can talk to them about the problems, which, you know, when they hit a child, they affect the whole family, and they can really tear people asunder, as I mentioned earlier on. So anything which empowers us, anything which gives us knowledge, we all know that knowledge is power, so anything which helps us to fight the drugs situation, which unfortunately is wreaking a huge weight on the city, anything which helps us to fight that and to keep our young people as safe as we possibly can has to be very, very valuable. So I have great pleasure in being here this morning and recognising the fantastic work that CrossCare do and that the Regional Drugs Task Force do, because not just in this work, but I know that the work that you're doing on a constant basis to try to provide support for people, to try to ensure that there is knowledge out there, that we can keep the fight against drugs going. You know, there are times you feel that we're not really winning it, but actually we are having successes from place to place and from time to time, and we have to keep going because we can't just give up our society to those who would choose to destroy it. So thank you very much for having me here this morning, and the very, very best of luck with the report. I hope that it helps lots of parents, I hope that it gives support, and I hope that it maybe makes people think a little bit about these issues, so that if it happens that they are faced with that kind of conversation, that they will already have had a few thoughts mulling in their head and may actually react in a good way. Or if children haven't had any issues, that they'll find ways to keep talking, to keep encouraging them. And we all know that teenagers particularly tend to be rather secretive kind of creatures and don't really like you coming too far into their world. So sometimes parents, when we read about this or we read about new technologies or these kind of other things that teenagers like, it just helps us to keep building on our relationship, because, you know, we all know that it's hard work. Parenting is not an easy thing. It's a lot more complex in the 21st century than it was in other centuries, even though I'm sure it was always hard, but it's certainly very complex now. There are certainly a lot of conflicting influences on our children. So trying to, you know, be a relatively good role model and trying to have a good relationship is not easy when we're all busy and when we're all competing with all of the other influences. But these kind of pieces of work certainly help us in that. So congratulations on the book. I hope that it has enormous success, and I hope that lots of parents get benefit from it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. I absolutely agree with you. Parenting is very hard work, and I think this booklet will go some way to assist parents with their work with their teenagers around drugs and alcohol. Finally this morning I'd like to introduce you to Chris Murphy. Chris is director of the CrossCare Drug and Alcohol Program, and in many ways Chris has really kept us on track around this whole project and has been there at every meeting keeping us on target. I was looking at the booklet last night and I thought, God, Chris's footprints are all over it. or his handprints, because if we go back to source in terms of a lot of material in the booklet, it has been written originally by Chris in the past and more recently. So I'd like to welcome Chris, and Chris really would just like to wind up the proceedings for this morning and to say a little bit about the people who have been involved in the project.
Well, thank you, Padma. And I certainly have to add my agreement to what has been said, that parenting is one of the most difficult tasks. I know it as a parent and I know it as a counsellor. And drugs makes it more difficult, and I do hope that the booklet will help to make it easier. Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. Thank you for launching it and for letting us have this lovely premises. And as you said, it is very fitting that you and that this premises are available for the occasion. It is a wonderfully collaborative work, and I'd have to thank Mary Scully and Fidelma Byrne for their part, not only in today, but in the whole of the preparation of the booklet. I want to thank Werner Pieper for coming all the way from Germany. He didn't come just for this launch. He was at a debate yesterday in Trinity, and Werner has worked over the last 40 years with young people who use drugs. And it's lovely that you came in this morning. Thank you for coming. The Louise Monaghan and Siobhan McGrory were commissioned to work on this project by CrossCare, and I'm so glad that we got both of you. They researched, designed and wrote the booklet, and they also delegated the literature review to Pauline Clerken. And the literature review is, we printed a small number of copies, but mainly it will be available online, and there is a little one-page handout there that has the online connection, the link if you want to download it or to pass it on to others. The North Dublin City and County Regional Drug Task Force funded this project, and that is also obviously one of the keystones of this. Jackie Thompson and Shaney Williamson are here, and thank you very much for that. But the whole Drugs Task Force is, we thank them for their support of it. It really has made it possible. It has made that whole collaborative process possible. Because of this, the resources list at the back of the book reflects mainly the North Dublin area. It contains organisations who serve that area, not all of them based in the area. We stop short of going into all the youth services because so it mainly focuses the ones that are primarily focused on drug issues. But all the regional task force addresses and all the local drugs task force contacts are in the book as well, so they can in turn link people with services in other parts of Ireland. Bernie MacDonald has already been mentioned. Bernie from Community Awareness on Drugs has been a wonderful support to this, has been on the management committee and as Community Awareness on Drugs, working with parents, has been a tremendous contributor to the booklet as well. Conor Rowley originally had the idea that we ought to produce this. He was working with DAP at the time, and he put in the first application to the North Dublin Regional Drugs Task Force. So I'm grateful to him. And Louise Cadwell, I think, deserves mention as well, working in CYC, one of our sister organisations, for her involvement in the support and consultancy. CYC also runs the youth services in Swords, which is in that region. and from NYCI, Lynn Swinburne is on the consultation group as well. We had a little management group. We had a wide consultation group with people like Philip Keegan, Nadine Crotty, and Cilla O'Reilly, Lizanne McKevitt, Bernie Maguire, Emer O'Neill, who was working with us at the time. But then wider than that still was the focus group with parents, young people, and people working in the field. So there was a very broad consultation group, and this combines the practical wisdom of the people who work in the field with the researched wisdom of the literature review. In DAP, Susan has done tremendous work. Susan O'Neill has done tremendous work in coordinating today, but also she's always there in the background. As well as that, Andy Osborne, Joe Robinson, and Cliona Mahoney, thank you for your participation and support. Further background is Coscare Connor and Yvonne, Connor Hickey and Yvonne Fleming. Thank you for your support throughout this as well. But and all of you, including any of you who are in here by mistake because the mental health people are having a meeting next door, you're all very welcome to be here. We do appreciate honest feedback on the booklet. We are wondering how it will go down. Is the style of it appropriate? Is the text matched by the style? Is the style matched by the text? We would like honest feedback on how you find this to work with and to use yourselves. The booklet was designed by, well, Mark Shields and Rose from Form worked on this booklet with Siobhan and Louise, and they have worked on other publications as well. It has been a very good collaboration, and I'm delighted with the exciting look of the finished product. And finally, I think, have I left out anybody? I do want to thank Brambles and the Mansion House staff for their welcome to us here today. Is there anybody I should have mentioned that I haven't mentioned? We have a photographer too, and the media. So many thanks to you all. Have another cup of coffee if you like, and hopefully put the book to good use. Thank you.
Drugs.ie Podcast.
Education and information.